Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Sisters Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have this wonderful Thursday, July 15th, 2021. And we are a live call-in show, so we are expecting you to call in. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number. And as usual, you can call us for a question, chat with us, share a story with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And this is important. If you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1 on your device. You can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can text chat with us and listen live on the player. And that is scrollsofthesoul.com/live. So there's a chat room. So we would love to chat with you there as well.
Uh-oh, guys. I think Anne went muted here. So, Sissy, we can't hear you, love. So I will continue. As Anne said, we would love to chat with you. And so you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live and chat in the chat room. And don't forget to, when you call in, to press 1 on your keypad to let us know you want to talk and that you want to go on air today. With that being said, I think Anne is back. Sissy, are you there? Sissy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm back, finally. I'm so sorry for that. I don't know what happened. I was kicked out.
Oh, I didn't do it. I promise.
Technical issues, as usual.
I hope so. Anyway, now I had such a nice flow, right? That's always happened when we have a nice flow.
All right.
But you know, it's
technology.
Yeah, good. So sorry for that, everyone listening. But now I'm back here again. I'm just laughing at it. So, by the way, I am Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece right now, and we have kind of a hot weather. I don't know, in Fahrenheit, we had 39 degrees Celsius today. So, of course, I have been a lot in Sweden, so I'm sweating here. But it's wonderful. We have a lot of cicadas also, so we have kind of nice sounds around us. It's nature. And on today's show, we are going to talk about numerology, plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. And we'd love to talk to you, so call in at 213-943-3587, 213-943-3587. Or you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. In Europe, of course. And as I mentioned on today's show, we will talk about numerology, plus taking your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that are passionate about talking about the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, any and all spiritual topics. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio. So give us a ring at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press one. And you can also listen live and text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any information to share with you, links or anything of that nature, we always post it at scrollsofthesoul.com/live in the chat room over there. We are happy and very proud and honored to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries all over the globe. It means all continents, and we are growing. So thank you all for honoring us with participating with us. We just love it. Thank you so much. And you can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. I also am very happy today to announce that we have a new feature that enables you to call or text chat with us per minute. So we will post links in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, or you can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/readings and find that feature there. So you can choose either Sue or me. And now, finally, let me bring on my co-host, Vassal Sister, who already have spoken to you, right? All the way from fantastically hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, Sissy. How are you? Yeah, fantastically hot Arizona. Well, that's a new one. Actually, I got to tell you, it's amazing out here. It's so beautiful today. We haven't even reached 100. Now, for most people, they would laugh at that, right? Not us. It's like, oh, that's kind of warm. Well, you know, we live in the desert. Those things happen. Anyways,
yes.
Quick announcement I'd like to make. Today's show is dedicated to my cousin Ruth. She passed away a couple weeks ago, and her birthday is in a day or two. And we just want to honor her and her presence. She was an amazing soul. Actually, I will rephrase that. She is an amazing soul. And she's absolutely beautiful right now. I've seen her. And I miss her, but I know where she is. So just wanted to make that statement and put that out into the ether that today's show is dedicated to my cousin Ruth. So, oh boy, that was
it's hard. I know. No matter what we know and how we see things, it's always painful. It is, because it's like it takes some time for us. For the other ones crossing over, time doesn't exist over there. But for us here, yes, it does.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit heavy.
I was honored. I've received a request, and I won't get into it too deeply, but I received a request to just do some earthly healing, and that was the most amazing, beautiful experience I've ever had or participated in, and I felt deeply honored and moved by that, and it was sweet. It was really sweet. So, anyways, today is a fabulous day and a fabulous show. So welcome, everyone. We're always happy to have you. We love you all. And like Ann said, by all means, go into the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And there you'll see Ann and myself. And if you have any questions and you don't feel like going on live with us, you're always welcome to go into our chat.
Yes. And sometimes there are private things that are coming up, right? So we don't like to state too many private things on the radio, actually. And it's only kind of a snapshot of a reading. It's very short, mini readings, right? Anyway, now is a great time to get your spot in the queue, so don't hesitate. Call us. We are awaiting your calls. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. And you can call us for questions, share a story with us, chat a little bit with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us, please remember to press 1 so we can see that. Otherwise, we won't bring you on, just out of respect for you. So if you don't want to talk with us and just want to call in and listen, that's okay too. Do whatever you want, but we would love to talk to you. Absolutely. And you can also listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we have a chat room there. And if we have anything we want to share with you, like links and things of that nature, we do post them at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings. We have quite a few to pick from, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And you can also find our new feature at the same place where you can talk or text chat with us per minute, scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. If you want to find out more about our radio, you can do that at scrollsofthesoul.com. And once again, guys, we really love to interact with you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Call us for questions or get a free mini reading live on air and press 1 to talk with us live on the show. Or go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live and listen live and text chat with us in the chat room. Now, before we move on with today's show, I know that my beautiful soul sister is always eager to remind us what last show was all about. Sissy?
I'm here. Technical issues.
I'm afraid
today.
Now, right?
Boogity boogity, don't touch anything.
I promise I won't touch nothing.
No, me too. Last show was astrology. So we're kind of, you know, we're finding our groove here on this show. And we've been doing this for quite some time. I believe it was, right? I'm not getting that wrong, am I, Sissy? Astrology.
Last no, week. You're not.
No? Okay. Just making sure. So what we've done, basically, before I get into that, what we've done is during the beginning of the month, as usual, it's the soul realignment, which is the Akashic Records. And then the second week is... It was open lines, and now we've changed that to astrology. And then the third week is numerology, which is today. And the fourth is usually a guest. We try to do a guest because we have some amazing people around the world. We are so fortunate to meet so many wonderful people who are in this arena or even outside of the mysticism arena. They're just incredible people. We've had musicians, right? We had a woman from the Ivory Coast of Africa, and she was incredible. We've had women and men out of Australia. I mean, I think the only area we haven't hit was the Asian area, but basically we're pinging everybody all over the place. So we feel very fortunate, and we're really honored that you trust us with your questions. You know, we fully honor that. So thank you. All right. So astrology. you know, it's interesting. I'm a novelist. This is an area that my mom studied, and it's kind of the first area in mysticism that I dived into as a teenager. What's interesting is that since today's show is dedicated to my cousin, I thought I'd bring up a little bit about that, if that's okay.
Yes,
she,
absolutely.
Her mom, okay, just a little backstory here. Her mom was going to college and studying astrology. And this was back in the 70s. You know, women were starting to finally really find their own and come into their uniqueness, you know. And my aunt was no different. And that's my godmother. And she was a well-educated woman. And so she was always seeking more, you know, more information. My mom and her were best friends when they were young women and young moms. And so what she would do is teach my mom during her classes. She would have my mom over once a week and share with my mom everything she learned. So I call my mom an astrologist in the sense that she did all the work. She just didn't receive the diploma. But she was really good at it. So Ruthie, who we're dedicating the show to today, her and I both thought this was interesting. You know, we would dive into it as well. And so we started picking up on what our parents were doing and really taking note. You know, as teenagers, you have 600 different other things you do, right? You don't sit down with your parents and educate yourself because you're a teenager, and the first thing that comes to mind is boys, girls, both, you know. So at that age, you know, around 13, we were coming into our own. We spent about a good solid year just trying to understand and learn everything we could. The only thing we really didn't get into was formulating the charts. But what's amazing is nowadays, those charts you can get formulated fairly quickly through many websites. And so it's over time that I started learning more about the chart as well, the birth chart. And she did as well. And she kind of veered off in her perspective area, and I did as well. What I found interesting with her is she actually went into numerology. And that would have been a discussion I would have loved to have had with her because, you know, she went from astrology to numerology. And it seemed to be this very easy flow. And she, you know, we both kind of stayed in touch when it came to this information. And we just loved it as novelists. So over time, even I've spent time trying to understand some of the symbols because there's a lot of symbols to a sign, a birth sign. There's tons of information. Basically, it's a protocol, kind of like soul realignment in the Akashic Records. You can willy-nilly dive into the Akashic Records as a for instance, right? But if you don't have clear and precise information and questions, it's going to come out wonky. Well, with astrology, it is mathematically, if you get numbers wrong, your answers can be kind of wonky, the same thing. So you double and triple check your astrology, you know, your numbers. And that because the planets are set into what's called a degree, right? So here, I hope you guys might hear my cat here. He's over here meowing. So the planet and the reason why is in comparison to the Earth, we have degrees where we're located. Anne is in over in the European area, and I'm here in the States, North America. So there's definitely going to be some differences in the planet. There's going to be some differences in the countries and then in the cities and towns where we live, right? So
yes.
Some planets, for instance, are slow-moving planets, and other planets are fast-moving planets. So it's that information we use, the mathematical equation that we would use. And then it just breaks down into smaller pieces. So I hope that makes sense, you know.
It does. It does. So let's slide into, because
yes,
astrology contains a lot of math and numbers, right?
Right.
Isn't it interesting? So there's a great connection between the two, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly why my cousin veered off in that area, because numbers started really jumping out at her years ago. I want to say about 15 years ago, it really started jumping out at her. And I think for a lot of us, it has, you know. And some people, who are kind of that black and white personality where there's no shades of gray, tend to look at numbers and just say, well, that's a math equation. And then you have us on the other side of the spectrum who see numbers and say, that tells a story, right? There's a lot of information in that. So
there is a lot of information. It's energy like everything else. So coming back to basis, energy.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Go ahead, Sissy.
By the way, Sissy, do you know today, it's nice once in a while to just mention the energy of today. So numerologically, for today, the 15th of July, 2021, right? That comes down to 18. That comes down to a 9. So it's a closure, so to speak. It's a closing up. And it's coming full circle. There are so many ways to tell it. It's about philosophy.
Yes.
I stumbled on the word. Mysticism. Mysticism. Angels. Faith in mankind. Being optimist. Mm-hmm. But even, you know, the opposite of everything, because all energies have polarities. And coming to the number 9, it's like, yeah, tomorrow we start again, a new cycle again from scratch.
Yep. Right. Well, it's coming into our higher selves too. You know, when we come full circle with something, right, and we start again, we're moving up the ladder, so to speak. So I see that when on the spiritual side, when moving up that ladder, it's an education, you know, and I think we, you know, it's kind of interesting. I saw something yesterday where someone had posted about a ladder and climbing up on the etheric side, and I posed a question. So is there a top to that ladder, or does it continue? And for me, it continues, because we are always seeking. I don't think we ever stop seeking, especially those in our arena, right, in this area. We love to learn new things, and we love to kind of dive into the meat of stuff. So I think it's kind of a never-ending thing. You know, it's a continual thing that we all enjoy, you know, especially in this arena.
Yes.
Because it's about helping others as well as ourselves.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's a never-ending story, so to speak. That's another way of putting it. But it's fascinating. I remember in the beginning for myself, when I consciously chose to kind of delve into this arena and educate myself and start to understand what's going on. Because there's a lot of things, right? It's huge. And after some time, I just told myself, I got it. I found the solution. I got it.
Right.
I understand. And that was only the beginning. Right now, I'm laughing when I'm thinking about that, but that's very, it's not that that it's hard, but it needs your conscious attention, and you make choices all the time, and you delve and dig deeper into everything. Some things can come up for you many times, but But that's okay, you know, because it's coming back because we need to understand it. And that's why we're here, right?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes that can be quite frustrating because we say to ourselves, what's the lesson here if it's a repeated sequence of events, right? But there's always something hidden that we don't necessarily recognize at that time. It's only when we're removed from it and we look back and we go, okay, there was a spot in here, an area, and that was just a little bit different than the last time. And that becomes the lesson, you know, in my mind. Now, everyone else might think of it differently, but in my way of thinking, it's all part of the self-education, you know, when we're learning and we're growing. You know, we could go into the philosophy here at one point, but I'll stay away from that.
Yeah, I know. And also when it comes to numbers, because it's coming in cycles, and that we have our personal numbers. For instance, in numerology, we have a life path number and many other numbers that we can keep track on, and so we can get an understanding why we came here and what we are doing and what energies we basically carry, just like astrology, right?
Right.
But we also affected, like astrology, when it comes to numerology, about the other cycles, the bigger thing. For instance, coming to the place here to talk about the year 2021, this year has number 5. So number 5 in numerology, that's very intriguing too, because it's a very nice number to have. It's a number where you have, last year is like we built the foundation, so to speak. And sometimes that can feel a little bit hard too. And honestly, we didn't pass through such a good time for a year and a half, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're coming out of it, and it makes sense because that's basically what's happening in the world as well. So we're coming from the foundation and building more, creating more things and coming to other senses. So the number 5 stands for being the visionary, expansion, opportunities, imagination, symbols, the subconscious mind, being an individual, freedom, healing, miracles, choices, unconditional love, and many more things. So that's a wonderful number to have.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, each number, when you take each number as, you know, the individual whole, it tells this unique story. But then when you add them all together, so you add, this is what I find fascinating. If you took every number, you know, from 1 to 9, and you just compiled it, it creates this amazing, beautiful story. And I love it.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't mean you're perfect, you know, by no means, but it really, the story it tells is of the conscious and unconscious and super, super subconscious mind and where we are, you know, at what levels. And then we start getting into the master numbers, and that one starts getting intriguing. You know, when you get to the master numbers, I enjoy that. Even the awkward numbers. Awkward ones are the ones I think I love the most, but but the master number.
So I'm.
Go ahead.
I'm curious. Do you want to tell me some examples of master numbers, so the listeners can have a clue?
Yes.
What is a master number?
44, 22, right? 11. Any double digit is a master, but then you can even get into the 3, 4, 5. Master numbers, and that's where it starts to get intriguing. I mean, it's going to be double numbers of the same, but when you get, you know, triple and you get 4 and 5, then it really tells a story, you know, and where
yes,
you're at that time. And like I said, it doesn't mean perfection, because none of us are perfect. But for instance, 44, right? Symbolizes stability, support, our abilities and our willingness, uh, success. People tend to have a strong inner guidance and intuition. They pay very close attention. And that's important. I think that's really important. When we start getting into the master numbers, I think for every master number, it starts to mean that you've honed in on that skill, whatever that skill may be. You know, it could be 33 or 55, but you're starting to hone in on the skill. And then when you move into like 555, right, now that skill is in place. Okay, so that's kind of how I see it, and I think that's the correct interpretation of it. So it's all about where we are in our life, right, and how we proceed, and then what we accept. There's so many aspects to it, but, you know, like I said, when you get into the 3 or 4 of the same number, you know, you really start to see your evolution, I guess is the best way to put that. So, Sissy,
yes.
I just noticed something. I think we're at the bottom of the hour. We need to get going. Stay on track.
Yes, we have a question in the chat room as well, so we can bring that up also after. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Sissy.
No, your turn, bottom of the hour.
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I think I'm getting mature. I'm just joking.
Like a fine wine, huh?
So, yes, exactly, exactly. So thank you, everyone, for listening to us. And we have a few announcements here. I make them quick, I promise. And I want to mention our new feature that enables you to call or text chat with us per minute. There are links in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, or you can go directly to scrollsofthesoul.com/readings, so you can find out the pages for Sue and myself. And we'd love to talk to you, so there's still space here in the queue. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. And you can also listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have time on air, we do bring up your questions live on air. If we don't, we try to answer them in the chat room. So you're very welcome to ask questions even in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we have been talking about many different things, but mostly numerology. That was a funny comment from me, right? Plus, we are going to soon start taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings. We have quite a few to pick from. And you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And also a reminder about the new feature. You can text chat or call us per minute. And we just love to interact with you. And we're happy and proud again to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries and growing. So thank you so much for that. It's all continents. It's absolutely fantastic if you think about it. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and myself, Sue. Myself, Anne, and my Soul Sister, Sue. We will be holding open lines and talk about spiritual matters next show, because July holds actually 5 Thursdays, so the last show in July we will have a guest, so we're going to put that up soon on the page so you can see. I'm just teasing you a little bit right now. And we'll be on same time as usual, 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. You can keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can also find us on YouTube at Scrolls of the Soul Radio on YouTube. Just search directly for it, and you can find past full episodes and upcoming shows. We are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And once again, guys, we are eagerly awaiting your calls here. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. And chat with us on air. Ask for questions or get a free mini reading live on air. And if you are an international caller, dial +1 before the number. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. And you can also find us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can ask questions. And let's get back to the show. Sissy, are you ready?
I'm ready. So you have a question in the chat room?
Yes, let's start with the chat room.
Okay.
I know it's Kay, so hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Kay. And we just love that you found your way to the chat room. So I see that you're listening. So you have a green spot there, you are. And she says, hi, I'm glad for this space to type this information versus being on the phone. Well, things have been kind of crazy with my girlfriend. She decided she wants to take the time to work on herself, and she can't be fully in this relationship. We agreed that I will be moving out. We both are hurting, but I can't make her do the work. So I found a new place to move, and I put the holding fee down for the location. I was scheduled to move out by the end of the month. But I just received a call from the relator who informed me that the house isn't ready and she's not sure if it will be by the end of the month. She's a good relator and I trust her. I told Denise and she seems okay, but I'm ready for some clarity and to begin the path of healing and peace. What's going on? Why is this delayed? Say a prayer for me that I find peace. Okay. Sissy, do you want to start?
Yes, I'm actually channeling as you're talking. The first thing
okay.
I'd like to tell her is we're so proud of you. We are so proud.
Yes.
We know this is not easy. It's really difficult when you have to be there with someone who you love. And it's dizzying, and that's the first thing I wrote down. Before Anne even started speaking, I'm like, I feel dizzy, you know? So it's dizzying emotionally. It's draining, right? We feel drained. But know that you are supported on the spiritual side. There's so much love around you, and your heart's being held up, if that makes sense, by your own spiritual guides and angels, and they know you're not feeling it right now. They know your heart is heavy, but take a moment if you can. This is just their advice, not mine. Take a moment if you can to get outside, and if you can just get your feet in the earth, you can start to center yourself a little. And especially when you have that lightheaded, dizzy feeling, that's lack of water, that's lack of food. You're probably losing weight, right? I feel it's like this is tiring, you know? You need to eat. That's important. I just wrote that in big, bold letters. Eat, eat, eat. I know you don't feel like it, so my final statement for that would be small increments, little bit of fruit, just something that keeps up your natural sugars. No box foods, nothing that's going to make you feel lethargic. Just quick bites, a little bit of cheese, a little cracker, a little fruit, even just a small salad, something to keep the energy up and nuts, okay? So we want to keep up, we want to keep up all elements, okay? My brain is running 1,000 miles a minute here. Just nutrition is the key. Okay.
Okay.
Sissy, I'll throw it over to you.
Yes. Okay. Hi, Kay. When I've been listening, both when I read and when Sue have been talking, I have a sense that there's a small battle going on between two wills here, and it feels like maybe Denise is a little bit in resistance, and sometimes it can feel like I'm heading into something here, there's a road bump here, I just want to take myself away from here, I just want to release myself from whatever it is. But that's not always kind of the solution for us, because my sense is that you're not finished with each other, and I understand that this situation is really, really hard and it's painful. And, you know, when you find someone else, and specifically your partner, being in that place of resistance, is like you can't reach them. You can't reach deep within them. And I do, though, sense that there are many things going on behind the scenes. I don't talk about negative things or bad things, but it feels like there are so many things that are going on, but they are coming up in bits, and you see them and you understand some of them, but not the whole picture sometimes. And that's creating also confusion. But it's heartbreaking to be in the place where you are. My sense is that there's nothing wrong with the love you feel for each other, but there are some other things going on. I don't mean other people that are interfering with their relationship or anything of that nature. But it's like, I think she has a point when she says, working on herself. This is something she needs to do. But it's more like rejecting anything else around but to work with self. And I have a sense that the reason why you feel that you can't find a place to live and everything is coming up as blockages all the time, it's the same pattern that have been going on for some time. That's because maybe this is not the exact best solution right now. So I don't mean to be the overall having all the knowledge, but sometimes I do have a feeling, because maybe she feels just like she needs to take a step back and breathe or something, just find herself, and that's not going to bring her maybe what she exactly wants for the future. I'm just telling you what I'm getting. And I have a sense that you can come to a point, but it's going to take time, and it's not going to be very pleasant at the same time until this is being resolved. But I don't feel that you're finished with each other. And try to do the best. Take a step at a time. I know it's easy to say to someone, don't feel panic. And you need some healing. And sometimes when we are in this place, focus on you right now. So try not to focus on the negative side of things, that things you can't find, you had a negative response from the with your place to live and things of that nature. Just try to find the small pieces of hope and good things for you. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure she'll respond, Sissy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We've got to move on, Kay, because we've got many callers.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kay. And I know you requested a prayer. We do that for you a little bit later on. Okay.
In fact, you know, as you're saying that, Sissy, I'm writing. I'm on page 2 now because, you know, I'm channeling it. And I literally wrote, keep the faith, Kay. Keep the faith. Okay. I know it's not easy.
Yes.
But you are being guided and loved on. So just Hope that helps you, love. Okay, Sissy. I've got to move on to our callers. I'm going to grab a call right
yes.
now. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, well, that was quick. Remember,
that
guys,
was a quickie.
Okay, so let me just make this statement. If you want to listen in, don't press 1, okay? If you'd like to go on air, then press 1. Because what I see on my end is a list of phone numbers. And with the phone numbers, there's little things that show me you want to come live. If you don't want to, then you can, I believe you can press 1 again, and it'll remove you, and I'll see, okay, they're just listening. Okay, so coming over.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you, love?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Oh, doing good.
Fine.
What's going on, girl?
Well, I have a question about listening to your intuition. Lately, I have been attempting, you know, to talk to my spirit guides and God, and I am attempting to distinguish, you know, what's me talking and when is spirit talking. And I was just wondering if you, either of you had any pointers for me.
Yeah, of course we do. Okay. So the first thing I would say is it's a confidence issue. So what I mean by that is you hear something, right? You hear a response, and your first thought is to say, oh, that's just my thought. That's not him speaking to me. That's not my guides. That's not my angels, right? Well, you'd be wrong. Because the best way I could explain this would be on an etheric level, we are so connected to him, to our guides, our teachers, our angels, but not all of them are going to speak at the same time. They're not going to vie to take that space up. So you're directing your question to him, to Father. I call him Father, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Father's going to answer, but then doubt's going to come in, right? And that's a skill set that just takes time, and you need to gain a sense of confidence that it is truly the answer you're receiving. Because on the etheric level, we are connected. We're all connected, and it's the best way I can describe this to you, right, would be to say, it's like picking up a telephone, saying, hi, good morning. Can we have a conversation and a cup of coffee? Right? It's the best way I can eat that. And then you just have to feel comfortable with that. It's a time thing. It'll happen.
Okay.
Okay? Let's see what Anne has to say.
Yes. Hi, Kimberly. I fully agree with Sue. And, you know, another good way is when we have a certain way of thinking and we know ourselves somehow. And picking up information elsewhere from, it's going to be a little bit different. It can happen all of a sudden. That's a sign. So you are doing something and you are kind of into that thing. And you're starting to think about something else just like that. There are things coming. It's like sometimes it can feel like a conversation. Sometimes it can feel like there are thoughts and ideas just being planted. We are more prone to get a clear communication when we are in a vibration that is receptive. So meaning that if we feel that we have a series of negative thoughts, that's usually not spirit and guides and angels or from divine source, right? Because it may be from someone who crossed over. It may be something else we're picking up from someone around us, from the environment. But another good way to know that if there's guidance is always very loving. guidance will never ever tell you to do, you have to do this. Otherwise, things are going to be bad for you. That's not coming from love and light. And you know by that thing that that's not something that is very loving, and it's not appropriate, so to speak. So we have free will. So spirit and angels and guides and divine source always respect that. So they guide you, but you have the choice to make. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. It does.
Okay. Just a quick statement to add here. Free will is important. It's very important.
Yes.
And that's a gift we've been given. Okay. And we're very fortunate, because the mind is something that cannot be invaded unless we allow it to be invaded. And like Anne said early on, you know, when communicating, right, one is you're building a relationship. That's just a given, right? Two is gaining the confidence in that relationship. It's like anything else on earth. You build a relationship, you build confidence in that relationship, right? And there's that sense of just knowing when you communicate with someone and getting to know each other. And it's the same on the etheric level. We are of him or her, okay? Or them, you know, however you want to word it. I think that resonates with you the most, you know? So you're doing fabulous.
Oh,
you
thank you.
Yes, you are.
Feel proud. Feel very proud of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. Okay, love. We got to move on because our board is stacked today. But you can stay on. You want to stay on and listen?
Yeah, I'll stay on and listen. Thank you both very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much, too.
Day.
Thank you.
Right.
Yes.
You too.
Okay, Sissy. I will move to our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Ooh, that was kind of loud.
I'm calling from the state of California.
Hi. Can you say your name again? It was just a little low.
Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Evelyn.
Enjoy my coffee and listen to you.
Aw. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, well, welcome. We're happy to have you. What can we do for you?
I would like a reading, if possible.
Okay. Just something in general or anything specific?
Probably the love area right now is something that I think I need to focus on. The love department.
Okay. It's a lot of confusion. I'm feeling kind of all over the place, very scattered. Is there something you're not quite focused on? You're having a little bit of trouble focusing, staying on course, maybe. Just in life in general, you know.
I think. I'm pretty organized when it comes to my life, except that area is the one that I definitely need to work on.
Right.
But my life is pretty much in order, or so I choose to believe it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not. How do I put this? There's a lot of people out there, right? It's like the candy store when we're a kid. I mean, I'm going to kind of tease a little bit on that. When you're going to the candy store, there's many shapes and sizes and all that to pick from. And there is there's a lot of beauty, you know, and some that are kind of sour, right? And we know intuitively after we taste the sour, we're like, nope, I'm good. So I think it's about I know you know yourself, okay? That's not an issue. But maybe it's knowing whom what, how do I explain this? I'm trying to make it quick.
I think it was kind of like the sour candy, you know, having that candy. How about this that weren't ripe yet?
Yeah.
I don't even know what
right.
And now I'm ready to,
right.
I know what I want.
Right. But the thing is, now we start getting into a specific, right? So something specific. We understand ourselves. We understand what it our likes and dislikes, right? We're past the crap. That's exactly what I'm noting for you, past the crap. So now it gets harder because it's a maturity. It's a thing you've gained in understanding. Not everyone is at your place of understanding, you know? So it's like you're waiting for someone or people to catch up to how you, your morals. I'm not going to say that's a judgment statement. That's just a statement, right? So waiting on those to kind of have that same, when you meet someone, you can have like five things that line up, and then there's like two that don't. But those two may not be important. Does that make sense? So
yeah,
maybe give it a second look, you know, and wait a little, I guess is the best thing I can say when it comes to that, because you do know yourself and you need someone in alignment with you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, okay. I know what I want, and I'm not playing games anymore, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not at the age to play games, yeah.
Yep, I get it.
I'm not in my 20s anymore. If I was in my 20s, I'm not there anymore.
Oh, yeah. We completely understand. I'm going to ask Anne to chime in. Sissy?
Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Evelyn, and hi, Sissy.
Hello. Hi.
I missed a part here because I couldn't hear very clear. Is this about someone, are you single and want to meet someone, or is it someone specific here?
I'm currently single and would like to meet a life partner, become a mother, have children, the whole nine yards.
Okay. Okay. So just like Sue, I confirm everything. I feel the same thing as she had been talking about. You know yourself very, very well, and that means that we see things clear, and sometimes that's not always the most funny thing, because we can feel that we have outgrown many things. I don't mean to be judgmental or anything, or claim that we are better and others are not, but we are finding ourselves in very different vibrations. So you don't settle for things that are like the ordinary person here on earth would do. You don't sell for that anymore. You pass that. So you want something with substance. And you can find someone who is not maybe very spiritual. You don't need to state that you're spiritual, but someone who is mature enough when it comes to your level of maturity, because we can have different ways. Sometimes those differences can make us grow even more because we can see things from different perspectives. And sometimes people are refusing to mention, well, I'm walking the spiritual path, but you can see that there are similarities, but they express it in a different way. And that can always be an asset too, seeing someone else's. So you don't need to have someone that's absolutely doing the exact same thing, but you need someone who is, like Sue said, in alignment with you. And, and you know, we don't settle, just as you mentioned too, we don't settle for games anymore. We don't play games. We want to be straightforward. We don't want only the passionate romantic love. Of course, that's important, but we want more than that. We want to find the depth of someone so we can really feel that there is a great substance here. This is someone I can grow with. And my sense is that the next one you are going to meet, it's coming up for me, is going to be someone with you feel a soul connection with. Just know that not always that will be a person who may express it like a soul connection. They may see it in a different sense, but it doesn't really matter because there's an alignment anyway, because soul connection can be said in a different way as soulmates, like, you know, past life connection, so many ways of naming it, but it's basically the same thing. So there's a great connection. And even though we are soulmates, we can have very different ways of managing life and love and relationships and experience from this lifetime, because we usually don't remember from the past lifetime. So that's coming up when we go deep within, right? So I feel there's someone in your energy that you're going to meet, and sometimes it can feel frustrating because it can feel like I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, I can't see anything. But instead of finding yourself in that loop of disappointment, try to say that, okay, yeah, I fully understand. So try to say to yourself, okay, here's where I am at right now. I know what I want. That's a blessing. Try to see the blessings. I know that's easy for me to say, I know. I've been there so many times too. So I feel that's going to open you up to meeting this person. And there's another thing, because soul connections are very intense. So they also, if we have anything that is still remaining inside of us that we need to have a look at or work on, even if it's sustained, you may be triggered by that, but don't let that spoil the curiosity for getting to know the person. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
No, it definitely makes sense. Thank you so much.
I have to chime in.
Thank you so much.
One little thing, Evelyn. The only thing I could honestly advise, because you do know yourself and you know yourself well, is perfection. Okay, that's the only thing. Remember early on I said there could be five things, but out of the five, there's two, right? Well, you know, there's only one element I could think of that would meet all five, and it doesn't. And that element isn't of earthly, you know, isn't on earth. So, because we have high expectations, which you're entitled to have, and that's not a judgment statement. We're all entitled to have that expectation. But in the same time, you know, we all come with our foibles, you know, our little bruises, our little dents, or you know what I mean, right? And our backpack that has a couple rocks in it. So we're not perfect. So maybe allow that out of the five, you know, you have two where you're kind of weighing like, do I really want to get too old for this crap? Or maybe spend a little time with those one or two and see how it evolves, how it's an evolution type of thing. Because I'm going to give you a really quick, for instance. Okay, and this one is like judging a book by its cover, but I have to use it because it's exactly what I did. Okay, judging a book by its cover, right? It's exactly what I did when it came to my husband. And I would have missed out on something really amazing if I did. So I had preconceived notions about certain things, and had I continued that, I wouldn't have this amazing man and marriage, and believe me, there's a lot of differences here. There's a lot. I mean, there's an age difference, there is a style, there is even a communication difference, and yet it just works, you know. We still like each other, put it that way. So I think that's a blessing. So if I could say anything, that would be the thing I would say. And I know you understand what I mean, you know, when I say that.
Yes, and I've done that. I've judged a book by its cover. I mean, I think we all have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you know
that. Yeah, I've done that, too. I've done that, too.
It's part of being human.
Yeah, right. Knowing yourself is an amazing skill set to have, because if you look at younger generations, they have no clue. They have no idea. And they're all over, and it's so scattered, right? But when you reach that certain age, that comfortable, really beautiful age, and you understand your desires, your needs, your wants, what's good for you, and you want to pair up, right, with someone who has similar. The thing I would say on that level, I don't care if it's a gender thing, okay? I really don't give two craps, okay? What I care about is that there's that connection. We can't help whom we have that love for, right? It doesn't matter whom. I think it matters what we bring and how comfortable we are with the other person. Not with ourselves, because you're completely comfortable with yourself. But it's getting comfortable with the other, whomever that may be.
Yeah.
You know? So, mm-hmm. And it could be trust, too. You know, we've all had trust issues before, and that's a whole other topic for a whole other conversation and for another day, but I think you understand what I mean. So, I hope that helped.
Yeah.
That helped you.
No, it did. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're doing all right. Keep it up. Feel proud of yourself.
Yes.
You're doing good.
Yes, you do.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Bye. Okay, Sissy, I think we have time for one more call. So I will move.
Yes.
Evelyn and our listeners, you guys are welcome to stay in and listen to any of the next calls. I think we're going to do one more. So coming over to you.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Devana. Devana,
is that what you said?
Devana, T-E-V-O-N-A.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
I had a question. I recently applied for a 3-bedroom apartment. And I just want to know if there's a chance I can get it.
I've got a real quick question for you. Could you do me a favor? No, I'm whispering. Could you go over to our website and contact me? It's scrollsofthesoul.com. And my name is Sue. There's a lot I can say, and I don't want to say it on air. But I feel like there's more I can contribute. Now, look, this is up to you because this is a paid thing, so that's purely up to you. But what I will say is, go slow here. Take your time. Be methodical. Okay? Be very methodical. There's a lot going on, right? There's a lot going on.
A lot.
And you need to really take care here. This is not a fast-moving thing, right? And we need to be very aware, both up and down, left and right, north, south, east, and west.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that? Okay. I would love to help you out further, but I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay, love? Could you tell me where you're calling from, the state you're calling from again?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. All right. Well, welcome, my friend. I wish I could be more clear. I don't want to be. How does that sound? I think you understand why.
Okay.
You know, and I'll leave it at that. I will ask Anne, my co-host, to chime in and see what she has to add. But please consider getting a hold of me, okay? It's important.
Okay.
Sissy?
Okay. Hi, and yes, hi, ladies. Hi, and welcome.
Hi.
And I didn't really hear the question because I don't know why maybe my line today is not working fully. So this was about something, just the topic.
Upon this, just want to insight on this. I had a chance of getting it.
Okay, I didn't really hear that either. I'm sorry, I don't really know, but
I'll
I'm going to try it anyway. Okay.
I heard her. She's asking about an apartment. She's looking for an apartment.
Okay. Looking for an apartment. Yes. I have a feeling, it's coming up for me, just like Sue, that there's something maybe a little bit behind the scenes going on here. So I feel the same way. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be bad or anything of that nature, but this is a time when you need to, before you make any decisions or sign anything, just be aware. I don't say that to scare you. And if you feel for it, please get a hold of Sue. I think she has been picking up a few things. It can feel like you are a little bit out in the cold right now, that things are not flowing good for you, and there may be a reason for that. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. I'm around in that. A lot of negative people, and I'm from New York. I moved up here to get away from the negatives, and it just
okay.
Worked out like that.
Yeah, so I feel that you will be able to get away from them. Sometimes, you know, when it comes to things of this nature, I did post something, and maybe you will gain from this, because, you know, as spiritual beings, we need to clear our energy sometimes, and maybe this can be helpful to you. So if you go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, there's a chat room, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. So in the chat room, I posted a video we have made for cord cutting with Archangel Michael. He's a good companion. He's a very strong spiritual warrior. He can help you cut cords. It doesn't mean that you cut people out, because sometimes we don't want to be as strong as that, right? But what you do is you clear your energy. You cut any interfering cord that anyone has put up on you. So that will help you, so that you can be given a little bit of space and clear energy so you can breathe and hear yourself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It takes under a minute to do it. And as spiritual beings, I use that every day, actually, specifically when I have connections with people, because, you know, people are not mean by nature, but sometimes there are things that they are doing, they get attachments maybe. There are many things that are going on, and it feels like those people, because you mentioned people, right, they may not have a very clear and positive energy all the time, so it's going to affect you. So maybe it's a good thing to clear yourself and get a hold of Sue if you feel for it. I understand that's a paid reading, but she's good at that.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
Okay.
It does.
All right.
So,
Provan, is there anything else that you have? Another question? Because I feel like there's one more. One more you want. And we have a little time. You're welcome to ask it.
I have carpal tunnel, right? And where I live, I have to drive. And I'm just, like, so scared.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have to be looking.
I wrote that.
So I'm just like.
Yeah, I wrote fear. I was when I channel, comes in on the left side. I write on the right side. My last page that I was taking notes on, the word fear in big bold letters. So, do you tense up in the back, in the center, and in the neck? A lot of tenseness. Yeah.
The carpal tunnel is too much pressure on the medium nerve, but some days
okay.
I shoot up to my arms
I know exactly what I can do to help. You know, you can't make people do things, so I'm just going to throw something out there for you, okay? I am a Reiki master, which means I'm a teacher, and I do a lot of etheric healing. I don't necessarily need to physically put my hands on you. I can, because that's my favorite part as far as healing someone. But one of my skill sets on top of the healing aspect is called biorhythm, okay? And that biorhythm is a certain tone that I use specifically for certain body parts, for organs that I hone in on. And I think you're a really good candidate for biorhythm. Have you ever heard of it?
I haven't. Biorhythm?
Yeah, So what it is I have many tools in my arsenal. Okay. I'm going to give you a for instance. And this is kind of an easy thing to listen to. So you know how, you know, we all love music. Music makes us want to get up and dance, right? It speaks to the soul, right? I think it's the one common denominator with humankind. And different sounds and tones and rhythms and beats, right? So with biorhythm, that was kind of my forte when I was educating myself in the healing arts. And I chose it specifically because sound has a healing property to it, right? When we listen to music, we're in that groove, right? We're in that zone. We're feeling it in the car. We're singing and dancing to ourselves, right? Making fools of ourselves. And look, at my age, I don't mind making a fool of myself. I really don't. So it's a specialty I have. And it's one I've had many clients tell me that was amazing. Oh, my God, I absolutely love that. And it with Reiki in of itself, Reiki helps put you in alignment, right? And that's what I would be doing on the Reiki side. But then I add the biorhythm, which is the tones. Each organ in the body, as well as the skeletal structure, right down to the smallest of cell, each person has a different rhythm. Their cells speak out to me. I hear them, right? Then I know exactly what tone to use to work with that cell. So I'll go down to a genetic level, to the molecular level, and start working at that level on someone. If it was an organ, let's say, like a spleen, a liver, a kidney, a heart, those are all areas I can get into on the biorhythm, because now we're talking tones and sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the expression of you, the way in which your body expresses itself, not only can I see it physically, I hear it and feel it, okay? So I know where to go. Yeah, it's an incredible, amazing tool, and many of my clients, when they ask for it, they don't regret it because they sleep well at night, they feel centered, they feel whole. Even the word fear that I wrote down for you, fear seems to dissipate and confidence seems to kind of arise from the bottom up. So just please consider going over to skullsofthesoul.com and look for me /Sue and get a hold of me, because I think this would be an awesome thing for you. I think you'd really enjoy it. You know, you enjoy music, right? We all enjoy music.
Yeah.
So I think it would speak to your soul because you have certain rhythms. I can hear them and feel them. Okay?
So
does that sound good?
So it would be a reading that I would have to pay for? Is it like different?
Yes, that's something. Right. See, these are mini readings that we do live on air. Okay? then we start getting into specifics. So Ann and I both have unique skill sets, and I felt very strongly about the biorhythm for you. It was almost one of the first things I wrote down as far as healing. But I didn't want to get into long, drawn-out conversations. You know, we try not to because it's mini readings, you know, three mini readings.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps, and it would be my pleasure to help you out. I think it'll also boost your confidence, and you won't have that fear.
Great, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Sissy, is there anything you want to add?
No, I think that I just agree with you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so
we're here.
Thank.
Okay.
Yes, we are. And thank you so much for calling in. And
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a blessed day, love. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, okay, Sissy. Well, I didn't run out the clock today. Or we didn't run out the clock today.
Oh.
Nope.
Hey, don't say we, say you. No, I'm just kidding you. I'm the funny
sure,
one.
I'll take the blame.
I'm the trickster here, right? Always the funny butt here.
Oh.
So
that's okay.
Yeah, I know you forgive me. I know that.
Yeah.
We need to laugh a little bit from time to time.
Sure do.
But as usual, we have had really interesting calls. And thank you, everyone. And on today's show, we have been talking about numerology. If we didn't get a chance to take your call today, because now we don't have so many minutes left, that's common for us, saying it and laughing. Please call into our next show or get a hold of us, because you can. Our next show will be next Thursday, July 22nd. And you can get a hold of us also at squirrelsofthesoul.com/readings, and you can find both me and Sue up there. And as mentioned, our next upcoming show next Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, and will be open lines. That means we will take your calls earlier and we'll focus more on the calls, and we will also talk about some spiritual matters so you can tune in and listen. And we take your calls, of course, for questions and free mini readings live on air, and you can share stories with us or just chat a little bit if you want to. You're welcome to do anything. Open lines next week. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time, and we have a new feature that enables you to call or text chat with us per minute, and there are links in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. It's a good place to know, because you can ask questions in there, you can text chat with us in the chat room. And you can also find these new features at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. You can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. You can find upcoming episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And, of course, you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer a broad range of personal readings, healings and readings and sessions and many different kinds. So you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And if we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. And we are back next Thursday, July 22nd. I know that my beautiful soul sister Sue has something more to add here.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Sissy. Back at you. again, one more time,
you.
I just like to state, today's show is dedicated to a cousin of mine. Her name is Ruth. She passed away a few weeks ago. She is the same age as Anne and myself, and her birthday will be coming up soon. And she was just, she was my genie. I'll just quickly summarize what that means. When we were kids, we watched a show called I Dream a Genie, and we pretended as though we were genies, and we had many powers. And, of course, we can use those powers to smack our brothers because our brothers got on our nerves. But for me, that became something that kind of led me down this path, to be quite honest. Not so much for her, but she knew I loved this show. And in honor of her and myself, she had purchased a genie bottle for me. It was a rare one. And unbeknownst to me, she had it since December, and I only found out about 2 months ago, and I received it. And most amazing gift I've ever received. And she's always kept an eye out for genie bottles for me. She knows that's something I collect and I love. So I thank you, Ruth, and I wish you a happy birthday, and I love you.
Yes.
I thank you for everything. Okay, Sissy.
Yeah.
One small note.
Yes.
I just want to say angels watch over you all night long. That's to my mom.
Yes. And I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. And see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.